The first time I saw the word mama in print, it was an eye-opener. In the community I grew up in, everyone used the word mom, not mama. To me, the word mama existed in a foreign world I only saw on television, especially in shows I saw featuring black, southern, or Spanish-speaking families. Shows like the J.J. Walker 70s sitcom Good Times, or Chico and the Man, or the character Mama on the Carol Burnett Show. I had never thought how to spell mama, though I knew how to spell mom, a simple M-O-M. So the first time I came across mama in print, I was surprised to see it was spelled M-A-M-A. I took note and assumed that was the right way to spell it. The lesson stuck with me. Of course, it didn't take long till I noticed people spelling it differently, either M-A-M-M-A or M-O-M-M-A. And, naturally, I labeled those spellings as flat-out wrong. The two dictionaries most followed by professional publishers both prefer the way I thought was correct when I was a kid, M-A-M-A. Webster's New World prefers M-A-M-A, but allows the other two, M-A-M-M-A and M-O-M-M-A. So you can use any spelling you want, but note that M-A-M-M-A also means mammary gland, so you might want to avoid that one. And if you want to make your writing look as much as possible like professionally published books and newspapers, go with the simple M-A-M-A spelling that newspapers and books follow. Should you start it with a capital M? That depends. If you're using it in place of a name, then yes, capitalize it. How are you today, Mama? That would be with a capital M. But if someone's just talking about a mama or his mama or my mama, that's not the same thing as calling a woman directly by mama as a name, so don't capitalize that. On the off chance that your character or a source you're quoting is using mama as slang to address a young attractive woman, then you're better off not capitalizing it. These capitalization rules also apply to mom and dad, pop and papa, grandma, grandpa, sis, and any other so-called kinship name when it's used in place of a personal name. And here's a little about how to spell each of these. Pop is always P-O-P. The preferred spelling of papa is P-A-P-A, but P-O-P-P-A is also recognized by dictionaries. Grandma is always G-R-A-N-D-M-A, and according to dictionaries, grandpa is always G-R-A-N-D-P-A. But that brings us to an interesting point. Cartoon character Grandpa Simpson's name is spelled G-R-A-M-P-A, not G-R-A-N-D-P-A. Which demonstrates how, if you're actually creating a name or nickname for someone, either a character or a real-life person, you can spell it any way you want. If you're going to use sis or bro in place of sister or brother, note that they take no apostrophes, not even in the plural forms. And if you're going to shorten cousin to just cuz, Merriam-Webster says cuz should be spelled with an O, C-O-Z, and not a U. As for aunt and uncle, if you're using them in a generic sense, lowercase them, talking about my aunt is coming tomorrow. But if you're using them as part of a name or in place of a name, like talking about your Uncle Lou or your Aunt Lily, then they get capitalized as part of the proper name, just as you would with Mama, Papa, or any of the other kinship names.